Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and today we begin our adventure article. It's December 18th. It is late in the year, and we're already talking about planning our vacation for next year. If you're a planner, that may be something you want to do. I'm not really a planner, so I would wait until later, but it's usually good to get started early. And we have in the studio with us two wonderful panelists. Welcome, Carolyn and Lois.
Oh, this is great to be here.
Yeah, very fun article for our topic today.
Yes, we are talking about Legoland. And first of all, most people already know what Legos are, right, Carolyn?
Yes, so Lego blocks are tiny plastic blocks that are different colors, and you use them to build things.
And they have become even more popular these days.
That's right, they become more popular because you can kind of make your own little land with the Lego blocks, and they even come with little people and kind of little parts to the little people, like maybe they're carrying a pail or a watering pitcher, or there's some real character to
this. Sounds like you've had some experience with Lego blocks.
Well, I didn't have them as a kid, even though they were around, but I've certainly purchased a lot for either my kids when they were growing up, and even after that I thought they might be over it, they still like to have Lego in the house, mm-hmm. and also was a great birthday party gift. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm buying kids something for maybe kids 8, 9, or 10, I still buy them Lego blocks.
All right, okay. So you will hear them referred to as Lego blocks. That's technically the correct way to refer to them, but a lot of people just say Legos, right?
Yeah, I grew up just saying Legos.
Yeah.
All my life, Legos, Legos, Legos.
Yeah.
Because it's just easier to say than Lego blocks.
Right.
It takes too much time.
It does.
Lego blocks is the preferred term, I think, by the company.
So when you were a child, Carolyn, you also played with these Lego blocks.
I did. I loved them. And usually it was my brother who would get them as mm-hmm. gifts, because for some reason Legos were seen as a boy's toy, even though everyone loves to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just take them from him
okay.
and play with them.
All right. Well, what were some other things that you played with as a kid? You know, I really didn't play with Lego blocks as a kid that I remember. I played with some other things, like I loved the action figures, the Ninja Turtles. And I actually think they're still in my parents' house somewhere. I don't play with them now, obviously, but they're still there somewhere, so I love playing with those. Lois, what did you play with as a child?
Well, I loved playing with Barbies, absolutely. And I loved playing with these little miniature little girl dolls called Kittles. Mm. They were really popular, and mm-hmm. they might have gone up to like Barbie's waist maybe, or her hip or whatever, and I liked playing with them. But, you know, I also liked playing, in those days we'd say we'd play with the boys. I also liked playing, you know, maybe road hockey, or
sure.
I liked to get out and play Canadian football, things
yeah.
like that. So it wasn't always indoor stuff
All right.
either.
Good. Okay, and Carolyn, how about you?
I guess as far as toys go, I really liked to play. I had Barbies, but I also had horse figurines, and I really liked to play with those. Not My Little Pony, but like actual mm-hmm. horses, like Appaloosa, thoroughbred
okay.
figurines. And then I also had Polly Pockets.
Okay,
which,
what's that?
A Polly Pocket is a tiny little girl named Polly,
okay.
made out of plastic. And she's maybe the size of your fingernail.
Okay.
She's really, really tiny. And she would come in a case that opened up, and inside this plastic case would be her house. And
okay.
you could move her to different parts of the house.
Oh.
Or it would be a little store set, and you could move her to different areas in the store.
Wow.
I totally remember it, because my daughter had quite the collection.
Yeah.
And I always remember thinking, you're so careful with them, because you didn't want to lose any of the little
They're
parts.
So small.
And
mm-hmm.
you didn't want to lose Polly, that was for
oh,
sure.
Oh, definitely. It was like a little dollhouse that you could carry with you on a string.
All right.
Yeah. Even wrap it, like put it around your neck.
Uh-huh.
Sounds terrific.
Well, it was a very convenient toy to carry around with you.
Yes. Right. And that will keep the kids quiet, right? Hopefully for a few minutes.
And you know, it's surprising, but it actually developed fine motor skills as well. So,
which is important. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are on page 30 again. Our topic today is Legoland. We're talking about Legoland, California in particular. So if you have your magazines, go ahead and open them to page 30 and we will have our first reading for today.
Legoland, Surfer's Cove, where Legoland is a parent's best friend. Does Legoland, California, on 126 rolling acres in San Diego County, really mean it when they say that Surfer's Cove, the newest addition to the theme park's water park area, is for kids ages 2 to 12? Not your average theme park. Legoland, California is probably not on your bucket list. It certainly wasn't on mine. But after an overnight stay in the Legoland Hotel, among dozens of fantasy sculptures built out of hundreds of thousands of Lego blocks, and dozens of excited, chattering kids and parents, I've been enlightened.
Okay, so we are talking about Surfer's Cove mostly today. This is an addition to the water park area of Legoland, California. And the deck says Surfer's Cove, where Legoland is a parent's best friend, Carolyn.
Yeah, and I think that's a really great phrase to describe Surfer's Cove. If something is someone's best friend, then it's very friendly or attractive or very helpful to that type of person. Mm-hmm. And here we're talking about a parent's best friend.
Right. Often we hear that a dog is man's best friend, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning that, you know, people really, they love dogs and it's kind of going around with the person all the time sort of thing. And so that's a common phrase that we hear. And here, though, we see a parent's best friend. I can just imagine taking your kids to this park and kind of letting them go and enjoy themselves, and the parents can also enjoy themselves because the kids are, preoccupied. They have something to do.
Right. In fact, I was at one very similar. It wasn't Legoland, but with this additional water park added on to the family fun park mm-hmm. or amusement park, and it really does entertain you.
Yeah.
It's one just north of Toronto called Canada's Wonderland, and parents have a real break as well.
Yeah, which is great. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So here on page 30, they ask a question. And they say, does Legoland, California, on 126 rolling acres in San Diego County? Okay, so it's a long question, so let's break it down. First of all, we're talking about the landscape here, and they describe it as rolling acres, and it's 126 acres, so it's a large park.
Yes, it's a very big park, and rolling kind of gives you the impression that it's small hills. Mm-hmm. It's not completely flat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we get a description of where it is, San Diego County, which of course is there in California, and they're asking, do they really mean this when they say that Surfer's Cove is for kids ages 2 to 12, and Lois, we see that ages 2 to 12 there is in quotation marks.
Right, because we know that ages 2 to 12 aren't the only little people or younger people staying inside the park.
Mm-hmm.
There is lots of supervision, but it's fun supervision. So the parents get to be a part, and they get to enjoy this. Really, it's quite relaxing, but also really entertaining and fun.
Yeah, so it's not just for kids, is what the point they're trying to get across here is, and what we will see a lot in this article, that the parents are involved, and they, in fact, are kind of marketing to the parents as well.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's a really interesting age range, because usually theme parks are not for kids under 12. A lot of rides have height limits or weight requirements so that you can enjoy them. And so a theme park that has an area specifically for young children is really special.
Right. Well, we know Disney World is, you know, different in that, that they are, you know, focused on younger children. But even if you're still very young, you can't ride some rides. I remember going to Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and my sister, maybe she was 2 or 3, something like that, and she couldn't ride a lot of the rides.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's frustrating. I'm sure a lot of kids turn away crying and so forth. But here we see that, you know, kids of all ages basically can go to this park.
Right. You almost think it should say 2 to 102.
Right.
Because
yes.
You're a kid at heart, some people, right?
Right. And next we see it's not your average theme park. It means that it's different than most theme parks. And it's the author here of this article, the writer says, Legoland California is probably not on your bucket list. What is a bucket list? We've talked about it before, but remind us of what that is.
Well, a bucket list can be different for each person, but oftentimes a bucket list will be where you want to go in the world, but it's also what you might want to do,
right,
too. So it might be an adventure list,
yes,
but it might also be a location list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And lots of times it has to do with geography.
Mm-hmm.
So some places that I know for me, it took me till my early 50s to get there, but for me, probably on the very top of my bucket list was to go to London, England.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, I think some people, you know, maybe they will put something that's adventurous, like you said. Like maybe they want to go skydiving. That's on my bucket list. It's not on mine, but some people maybe would put that on. I'm similar to Lois. I would love to go to Europe. That is toward the top of my bucket list. Yeah. So how about you, Carolyn? Do you have something on your bucket list?
On my bucket list? I don't really keep track of things in, like, a bucket list.
Okay.
I just have things that I want to do.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Now, my adventure one is things to ride. I've ridden a lot of weird, different animals. One of them not too long ago was a camel.
Yes.
I haven't done an ostrich yet. I've done a cow. I've done, like, quite a few different things.
Well, that's
and I'm
different.
Like, an elephant when I was a little kid, and then an elephant when I was an adult,
yes,
and
right,
things like that. So maybe that'll keep happening.
All
for
right.
Me.
Well, it's fun to dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think of things you would like to do. So she says it wasn't on her bucket list to go to Legoland, California. And she says it certainly wasn't on, she said it certainly wasn't on hers, but after an overnight stay in the Legoland Hotel, it kind of changed her mind, didn't it?
Yes. So she had a very interesting experience because she was surrounded by fantasy sculptures that were built out of hundreds of thousands of Lego blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So just surrounded by things built from Lego blocks.
Right,
and
we
and
see
that sounds really cool.
We see that term fantasy there. We think of using your imagination or something that's not real. And of course, you know, Legoland is this kind of make-believe world, right?
Right. It is a world that you're going to feel, in a good way, lost in. So it's not like the outdoor world you live in. This is all unique and different and terribly exciting for kids.
That's right. There are real people there. We're talking about a fantasy land. There are kids there. She describes them as chattering kids.
Yes, chattering. It means that they're constantly talking.
Yes.
They are so excited, and they're talking nonstop.
We often call them a chatterbox, right?
Yeah, chatterbox.
Right. And she says that, you know, there are also parents there. It says chattering kids and parents. Maybe the parents are not talking as much. Maybe they are. I think everyone, though, is pretty excited. You know, if your kids are happy, the parents are probably happy as well because they delight in seeing their children being happy.
Exactly. And, you know, it makes for a really enjoyable day, a lighthearted day, we'll say. And you have energy to burn while you're in the park, but once you get to the hotel, the parents are usually exhausted.
You just crash,
yeah,
right? You just take a nap or go to bed. But she says as a result of all of this, she has been enlightened. She's gotten some sort of revelation.
Yeah, so she has this new understanding of Legoland because before she wasn't interested in going, and now she has had this very pleasant and enjoyable experience, and I think she's changed her mind that actually maybe that should be something people include on their bucket list.
All right, well, let's find out more about Legoland California in our next reading for today.
Legoland isn't the usual theme park. It's laid out with 9 themed areas connected by landscaping and paths to 60 attractions, ranging from thrill rides to learning exhibits and restaurants, all built out of the world's best-known plastic toy, rectangular blocks so famous they've inspired films, YouTube videos, and fans. And it isn't just for kids. What other public entertainment venue can you name that promotes itself to adults but is geared up for kids? A place where mom and dad don't have to say, "Don't run," or "Sit still," or "Stop yelling, it's bothering those people." Because those people are parents too.
All right, well, we learned earlier that this is not your average theme park, and here we see Legoland isn't the usual theme park. And why is that the case, Lois?
Well, we found out that it's not going to look the same because it's made from Lego blocks, not the tiny little ones, but Lego is incorporated everywhere there.
All right, and we get some information here about the different attractions. There are 60 attractions and 9 themed areas. And also, you know, there's Legoland California, which we're talking about here, but within that, there's the Legoland Water Park and the Sea Life Aquarium and Legoland Hotels. And so that's kind of all together there, maybe some other things as well. But we see that everything is laid out with 9 themed areas connected by landscaping and paths to 60 attractions.
Yeah, and so it sounds like a really nice layout for the park where you can enjoy walking between the different attractions and just really appreciate the Lego surrounding.
Yeah, I always think of it as you're seeing something attractive while you're going to the attractions.
Well, isn't that so important? You know, when I've gone to Disney World, they do a very nice job of creating an atmosphere. And I think all of these theme parks, that's, you know, a big part of it is the atmosphere that they create.
Exactly. Right? It doesn't just seem like an old-fashioned midway. Mm-hmm. This is what is nice to, like, it's pleasant to the eye, and it makes it very family-friendly.
Okay, an old-fashioned midway? What is
An old-fashioned midway is what what people still go to. They might set it up in, like, a state fair or a national exhibition in a country, and that's where you can probably, it's open for 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes.
And you can probably enjoy all the rides, and they'll have some attractions as well.
But it's a very different atmosphere.
But it's a very different
it's
atmosphere.
It's not as nice.
No. And you smell lots of greasy food and popcorn popping.
It's delicious.
But it's a very temporary thing,
it's
right?
It's temporary.
So there's not landscaping and nicely sculpted paths and all of that.
But here they do have thrill rides, which is what I would want to check out. I like a nice roller coaster from time to time. And there's also some exhibits and restaurants, and it's all built out of the world's best known plastic toy, which is what you were referring to earlier.
Right, the Lego blocks. Yes, those are the world's best known plastic toy, and they are pretty ubiquitous. I think most people have at least seen a Lego block, if not played with the
blocks.
Right,
and they're so famous that they have inspired films, and Lois, I believe you've seen one of the films.
I saw the very first one, and at first it was like, why do I want to go? And then my daughter kept saying, Mom, you got to see it. And it was really good, and you kind of forget that these little Lego people are talking because the movie is so interesting and draws you in. And I would recommend everybody from to 102 to see it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I haven't seen one of those yet. I guess I need to after that, you know, after that great kind of promotion there. And it says here, Carolyn, though, it isn't just for kids, which is what we've been learning about, right?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the important part, is that it's not something that appeals just to children. Mm. It also really appeals to adults. And so even the Lego movies, which are geared toward kids, have really touching scenes that adults can understand better. Mm-hmm. The Lego movie was very, very touching. But then even Lego Batman was filled with jokes that only adults would understand.
Okay.
Because they're kind of pulling from the history of Batman that children wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, but it's... Mm-hmm. it's age-friendly for everyone.
Very
age friendly. There's no swearing.
No.
There's no coarse jokes.
Right,
or,
which is smart because from a marketing standpoint, you want the parents to enjoy it because they are bringing the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On the next page, on page 31, we have a question. It says, what other public entertainment venue can you name that promotes itself to adults but is geared up for kids?
Well, I think of Disney.
Well, there you go. So I guess you can name one.
Yeah, and I think of one in my country called Canada's Wonderland. So adults want to go there in the Toronto area as much as kids.
Now, when we use that phrase geared up, we're talking about it's, you know, actually when you go there, it's appropriate for kids. They kind of are focusing on kids,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, but here we see that they're actually also promoting themselves to adults. So they're promoting the park to adults, even though the kids are really the ones who are enjoying it the most.
And specifically, they're promoting it to parents.
Mm-hmm.
So that the
and parents...
parents
and parents, too.
Yeah, anyone who would be bringing children to the park.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I think because they know who has the money to buy the Lego blocks.
Right, that's right. Well, and it says it's a place where mom and dad, they don't have to say don't run or sit still. Kids get tired of hearing that. Parents get tired of saying it. Here's a place where the kids can go and just enjoy themselves and the parents don't have to worry too much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Lois, I'm sure as a parent, when you know your kids were young, you would enjoy those moments when you could do this, right?
Right. I really did. It was very enjoyable for my husband and I, and when we took our parents along as well, the grandparents. But nowadays, I think what's even better is the security these parks offer now. So you're not going to lose your kid at them anymore. They'll have something to either identify them or something that they can't get away out of the park, or something will ding, just kind of like when you go shopping if somebody shoplifts. So there's a lot of safety precautions used now at all these theme parks, and I think that's why the parents can truly relax.
Very comforting. Well, as we are coming to an end today, we have one more reading, so let's go to that now on page 31, where we talk about a shared affinity.
A shared affinity. In the Legoland Hotel, kids rushed into the elevators, ran down the corridors, and pointed out every famous Lego block representation of Kai, Nia, and Jay, characters from the Lego Ninjago movie. They chose their own food at the Child Height Buffet and went back for seconds. Dropped spaghetti and spilled milk attracted no attention, other than a smile from the waitress, who mopped it up and offered to bring seconds. In fact, the atmosphere felt so open and tolerant that it encouraged camaraderie. In lines, on rides, and in the hotel, couples said hello, exchanged names, and asked each other's children's ages. Dads talked about building swing sets and buying bicycles, and moms compared neighborhoods, preschools, and piano lessons. Families who discovered they lived near each other made plans to meet again.
Okay, so here at the top of this, or in the heading here, it says a shared affinity. What are we talking about here?
Well, an affinity is just liking someone or something, and if you have a shared affinity, that means you like the same things.
Shared characteristics.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine when you go to a park like this, you're a parent.
Yes.
Possibly, yep. Right? Or a grandparent. You go there, you have your kids, and other people have their kids there, so you have a lot in common, basically.
Right, right.
So we see here in the Legoland Hotel, kids are they're rushing into the elevators, they're running down the corridors, and they're pointing out the famous Lego block representations and so forth. And so everybody's kind of on the same page.
Exactly. And I just want our readers, because this is the word affinity, so it's really good to look at your vocabulary focus for this word. I just don't want you to get mixed up with infinity, because it sounds so similar when we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just pointing you towards our vocabulary focus today.
Okay, and so they have a lot in common, and we see there they are choosing their own food at the Child Height Buffet. So, of course, again, they make this perfect for kids.
Right, so a lot of times buffets are for adults, and that makes it very difficult for children to reach the food. So the parents would have to serve things onto the plate for their child. But here, kids can get the food themselves because it's child height.
And Lois, they must be really enjoying the food because they are going back for seconds.
Yeah, and you know what's nice? They can go back for seconds, as Carolyn has mentioned. The food's at their height. The parents don't have to accompany them to this buffet. And I think they must be thrilled that they can have seconds. It must be very enjoyable.
And, of course, seconds just means you're going, you know, for the second time. You've already had one plate, and you're going back for another time, or maybe a third time. Especially at a buffet, you can go back many times and eat way too much food.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a good idea to eat at those all the time, of course. But we see next that they're dropping spaghetti and spilling milk. But it didn't really cause a big problem, right? People just, the waitresses came and they just mopped it up and cleaned it up.
Yeah, and they mopped it up with a smile. They weren't upset about it. And they offered to bring seconds. Oh, you dropped your spaghetti? Let me get you some more.
And it says the atmosphere, it felt so open and tolerant that it encouraged camaraderie. What does that
mean?
Well,
I always think of the word camaraderie. It encouraged everybody to come together and be friends, or even closer, be buddies.
That's right, and that's an important thing in life. We need that camaraderie with other people. Well, it says in lines and rides and in the hotel, couples said hello. So people are being very friendly because they're happy. They're on vacation, right? So it's an easy time to be happy. And the dads are talking about building swing sets, which, of course, are what kids play on. They go out and play on a swing set, and dads may have that in common. They're building things for their children at home and buying bicycles and all of these different things that families are, used to doing. Okay, and so they compared their neighborhoods, their schools, and going to piano lessons. And it says here and at the end of today, families who discovered they lived near each other made plans to meet again. And so, you know, they can meet later. So maybe lifelong friendships can begin here
exactly.
at Legoland. Well, we have much more to talk about tomorrow, day two of our adventure article. We hope you will join us for that. Until then, this is Brandon,
Lois,
and Carolyn
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.